replacement of lost, destroyed or defaced voters' cards. So all those that have not yet registered can still go and register.
Okay, darling.
Ah, Karen shall tell Namtali to go and register because she did it.
Yes, the Electoral Commission of Zambia has extended the voter registration for 15 days. If you registered in 2020 or during continuous registration of voters and you still have your voters' cards, you don't need to register again. The following services will be provided: new registrations, replacements of lost, destroyed or defaced voters' cards, transfers from one polling station to another, claim formation on the register of voters, corrections of clerical errors and removal of deceased voters. Registration centers will be open daily from 08 to 17 hours including weekends. Note that the 15 days of voter registration exercise will have three phases. The first two phases will last 4 days each, while the final phase will last 5 days. To find open registration centers, check on the commission's website. Follow the link ovr.elections.org.zm/deployment-plan or dial short code *214# on mobile phones or visit any district registration centers or civic centers across the country. Register now. It's your right. It's your choice. This message is brought to you by the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
Grandpa, what's that?
This right here. This is for you. For him. For her. Mm-hmm. For them. For the ones on the move. And the ones who sit still. The ones up high. For the ones on holiday. This is pure. This is refreshing. This is Vatra, made for life.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good afternoon and Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the main news. In our lead stories this afternoon, President Hakainde Hichilema accuses constitutional review protest organizers of malicious intent and warns against divisive agendas. Activist Changala flags possible interference in a voter registration exercise. And in international headlines, Russian attacks cause extensive damage in Kyiv, Zelensky says.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
And we are also live on our Facebook page, that's Millennium Radio 90.5 FM. And we do apologize for bringing our main news late. This was to allow for President Hakainde Hichilema's press briefing. The details. My name is Patricia Chibiliti. President Hakainde Hichilema has accused individuals linked to the Oasis Forum of pushing what he describes as malicious agendas aimed at undermining the progress the country has made in recent months. Speaking during a press conference this morning, President Hichilema said the nation has recorded significant progress, which he believes is now at risk due to attempts by some groups to stage protests against the constitutional amendment review. He questioned why those seeking to demonstrate and cause chaos in the streets cannot instead use his government's open-door policy to engage constructively. The president further charged that some of those pushing for protests harbor deep hatred against him, describing their actions as venomous and intended to stir conflict. Meanwhile, President Hichilema expressed concern over what he views as the growing tendency for the church to host negative narratives and political charged agendas. He says many individuals are hiding behind the institution of the church to spread division contrary to its moral mandate.
You can see that there's venom here. You can even touch it. There's venom here.
we go to amend the constitution using the same law, using the same constitution, which was applied to clauses which were used before. Says no. We don't want. The timing is wrong. But what about those other timings when it was amended? What was right? Why did you want the bill? Ask yourself the question. So you want to start conflict over nothing. Fellow citizens, let us act accordingly. After all, we are a Christian nation. Let us act in a godly manner. Let us not overexpose our hatred of others.
On the energy situation, the president projected that Zambia will maintain stable power supply with or without the rains, stressing that government has thoroughly evaluated the numbers. He described the current electricity deficit as an emergency and assured the nation that government is working tirelessly to address it. President Hichilema acknowledged the hardship Zambians are facing due to load shedding, stating that citizens have the right to complain. He concluded by reiterating that his administration's agenda is focused on working smart and ensuring equal opportunities for all Zambians through efforts happening behind the scenes.
I want to say to the people of Zambia, we share your concerns. We agree with your complaints. You are right to complain. Households are being affected, load shedding. Saloons, small restaurants. This challenge was a wake-up call. I believe God decided to say, you are fragile in energy. I need to endorse a bit of drought for you so you can wake up. And I want to thank God for that. Because we've woken up. And now we're working on finding a lasting solution. More solar is coming through. Not just Chisamba, you saw me going there. Mansa, Chisamba, 100 megawatts, plus another 100 megawatts, moving to 200 megawatts. Mansa, 50 megawatts.
In other news, governance expert Brebner Changala has raised concerns over what he describes as suspicious conduct surrounding the ongoing voter registration exercise. This follows Southern Province Minister Credo Nanjua's recent announcement that the province has surpassed its voter registration target, allegedly recording over 420,000 newly registered voters. However, figures published on the Electoral Commission of Zambia's ECZ verified Facebook page indicates that Southern Province has recorded 143,000 new voters so far. Mr. Changala says it is irregular and alarming for a provincial minister to publicly announce voter registration figures, noting that this responsibility lies solely with the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ. I beg your pardon. He argues that such statements amount to interference in the electoral process and risk undermining public confidence in the system. Mr. Changala has since urged the government and the ECZ to implement reforms aimed at strengthening transparency and safeguarding the integrity of the electoral process.
What was the minister doing with the job of ECZ by announcing the numbers that have registered? Instead of leaving it to ECZ, that is manipulation. That is a psychological warfare. That is the electoral interference. So the condemnation must go to the executive and the minister in the province who took it upon himself to announce why it turned out to be fictitious figures. And this is a warning to this administration. They want to give us that the Southern Province all of a sudden has more people than Lusaka, has more people than the Copper Belt, has more people than Eastern Province.
The National Land Coalition has urged authorities to swiftly and transparently resolve the Njolwe land dispute involving the Wusoli Royal Establishment and the Zambia Army in Chongwe District. The conflict centers on subdivision 1 of farm number 3208, where the Zambia Army claims leasehold rights issued under a presidential grant, while the Wusoli Royal Establishment insists the land remains customary and was never legally converted to state land. The alliance has expressed concern that title deeds may have been issued without the mandatory consent of the traditional leadership and the local community. NLC chairperson Patrick Msole says the organization has received information alleging that senior officials connected to the Zambia Army are